Chapter 6. My family was dead. All the happy memories of my family hurt me, so I had to leave Geneva. I'll never go back, I thought. I followed the monster. He left clues for me to follow. He left messages for me. He left hints about where he was going next. All of his clues made me very angry. He's teasing me, I thought. I followed the monster. He went north. There was heavy snow and thick ice. It was too hard to walk. I bought a sledge and some sled dogs. I followed the monster towards the North Pole. I was very cold. I saw the monster. He wasn't very far away. I ran out of food. There was no food for the dogs. The ice broke and we were stuck on a piece of ice. Only one of the dogs survived. I thought, I'll die in this cold place and the monster will escape and he'll continue to live. It made me very sad. A boat got trapped in the ice. It was an explorer's ship. I met a man named John Walton. He was going north. He let me come aboard his ship. His crew looked after me. John came to talk to me every day. He was my friend. He asked me, "What are you doing here?" I told him about the story of the monster and the people the monster had killed. "Please, will you hunt the monster when I'm dead? We must kill him," I said to John. Dear sister, his name is Victor Frankenstein. I know why he was on the ice. He was following the creature we saw. He said that the creature was a monster. He said, "I made the monster." He told me the story of the monster. He was following the monster to kill it. He was very sick. He was going to die soon. He asked me to hunt the monster when he was dead. It was a very strange story. I think it's true. The boat was still stuck in the ice. The men asked, "Please, can we go back to England when the ice melts?" Victor said to them, "There's no honor or glory in going back to England. We must kill the monster. It's evil. We must stop him." The men all agreed. 2 days later, the men wanted to go back to England again. The ice melted. I told Victor, "We're going back to England. The men want to go home again." Victor was very upset. He died. I miss my friend. I want to kill the monster for him, but the men want to come home. We set sail for England. I locked Victor's body in his room. I heard a strange noise in his room. I opened the door. The monster was there. He was very ugly. He looked just like Victor said. The monster was sitting next to Victor's body. He was crying. He looked at me, but he didn't attack me. He started to talk to me. I was so lonely. This made me so angry with him. I didn't want to be an evil monster. I'm sorry I killed all those people. I wanted to have a friend. He broke his promise to me. He's now dead, and I'm ready to die, the monster said. I didn't know what to say. The monster stood up. He went out into the dark. I heard a splash. He jumped overboard. The monster's dead. He sank to the bottom of the ocean. We don't need to hunt the monster now. Victor can rest in peace. We'll be back in England soon. Your brother, John Walton.